Google Ads Setup and Management Guide for 5 campaign types. Learn the setup sequence and differences among Google Ads Search, Video, Performance Max, Demand Gen, and Display campaigns. It also addresses common errors involving location, language, budget, conversion tracking, and audience signals. Before creating ads, first define key conversions such as purchases, inquiries, and signups, as well as their conversion values, and check for duplicate counting. Choose a campaign type after deciding whether its role is to capture existing customer demand, generate visual demand, or automate advertising across all channels. Review location, language, network, device, budget, and bidding settings rather than using the defaults unchanged. Configure keywords, audience signals, product feeds, and image, video, and text assets suited to the campaign type. After publishing, review search term, placement, device, and conversion value data, and test only one major variable at a time. Setting up Google Ads campaigns is less about entering values on a screen and more about designing which conversions to train the system on and which inventory to allocate the budget to. Search, Video, Performance Max, Demand Gen, and Display differ not only in where ads appear, but also in the data they require and the metrics used to evaluate them. This guide explains the practical workflow for the 5 campaign types, from shared preparation steps through post-launch optimization. Because Google Ads screens and menu names may vary depending on account type, objective, country, and feature rollout status, you should also review the final summary screen and official help documentation immediately before publishing. Step 1. Prepare conversion measurement before creating campaigns automated bidding optimizes based on conversions recorded in the account. If you designate the wrong conversion as a primary goal, the budget may be concentrated on unwanted actions, even when the setup is otherwise sophisticated. How to define key conversions, business type, primary conversion, candidate's secondary metric, candidate's values to verify e-commerce completed purchase, add to cart, product view revenue, currency, order ID consultation, lead collection, qualified inquiry, completed booking phone click, form start, duplicate inquiries, lead quality subscription service paid sign up, conversion after trial sign up, pricing plan view customer value, churn rate offline store booking, verified call, in-store sale directions, store page view whether offline conversions are connected. You can generally find the settings under tools or goals and GT, conversions. Check the following before publishing. Make sure purchases collected through the Google tag and purchases imported from GA4 are not both designated as primary conversions. Pass the actual payment amount and currency with purchase conversions. If you can pass an order ID, use it to reduce duplicate counting caused by refreshes or return visits. If necessary, separate actions that are not final outcomes, such as page views and button clicks, into secondary conversions. Collect and use personal information and advertising data in accordance with applicable laws, user consent, and Google's customer match and personalized advertising policies. Screen review point. Do not look only at the goal name displayed on the campaign creation screen. Expand the goal and check which conversion actions it includes. Step 2, choose the right campaign type for your objective. The 5 campaign types are not completely interchangeable. It is reasonable to choose based on whether customers are already searching, whether you need to create new demand, and whether you have a product feed and sufficient conversion data. Campaign primary role main inventory best suited situations, caution search capture existing expressed demand Google search results, etc. Acquiring customers who search for products or services using keywords, search term management and separation of brand and generic keywords are important video drive awareness. Reach and video views YouTube and selected video partner inventory, delivering video messages and expanding reach for. Conversion-focused video campaigns, Demand Gen or Performance Max, should also be compared. Performance Max maximize conversions across multiple Google channels, search, shopping, YouTube, display, discover, Gmail, maps, etc. When conversion tracking and assets or a product feed are ready relies more heavily on automation than channel-level control demand, Gen create demand and re-engage users with visual creative YouTube, Shorts, Discover, Gmail, and supported display inventory when discovering new prospects through. Images and video audience signals should not be mistaken for fixed targeting display banner reach, remarketing, and contextual slash placement, targeting GDN inventory across websites, apps, YouTube, etc. When broad reach or specific placements are needed, check apps, low quality placements, and unintended expansion. The former conversion-focused video action campaign functionality has shifted toward being integrated into and migrated to demand gen. If video campaign subtypes are not shown in the current interface or the available feature set differs, compare them with video ads in demand gen. Creating a campaign without goal guidance is not always the right answer. Selecting create a campaign without a goals guidance can make it easier to control the campaign type and certain settings directly. However, this does not mean goal-based creation reduces performance. If goals are configured accurately, you can also use the guided workflow. What matters is not how the campaign is created, but the following 3 points. Does the campaign goal exclude incorrect conversion actions? Have you directly checked the required networks and subtype? Have you reviewed automatically applied settings on the pre-published summary screen? Step 3, review settings shared by all campaigns location, targeting open locations on the campaign creation screen, and specify the areas where you can actually do business. Recommended locations or existing settings may appear depending on the account and creation workflow, so you cannot assume that the default is always worldwide. However, you must verify that no unintended countries or broad regions are included. Location options generally include choices with the following meanings: users who are in or regularly visit the location, users who are in or have shown interest in the location for businesses with strict delivery, visit, or consultation service areas. An option focused on actual presence may help reduce waste. Conversely, if users outside the area can also become customers, as with tourism, relocation, or real estate relocation demand, there may be a reason to include interest signals. Language settings. Language targeting works based on the user's interface language and multiple language signals. It does not directly determine nationality. If you run only Korean language ads and Korean language landing pages, prioritize reviewing Korean. But for businesses where Korean-speaking customers who use an English interface are important, narrowing the setting too much may reduce reach. Budget method and average daily budget does not mean that exactly the same amount will be spent every day. Spending may exceed the daily budget on days with greater traffic opportunities, and the monthly charging limit should be checked in the official Google Ads Help documentation. A campaign total budget may appear only for supported campaigns and campaigns with a fixed duration. During the testing phase, the following approach is easier to manage. Separate the average daily budget for each campaign. Run brand search and generic search as separate campaigns so they do not take budget from each other. For limited duration campaigns, check both the end date and whether total budgets are supported. Do not assess performance based only on daily spending. Review cumulative monthly cost and conversion value. Device settings. Blanket exclusion of TV screens or tablets is not a universal best practice. Performance may be lower on devices where direct purchases or completion of long forms are difficult, but TV impressions may indirectly contribute to search or mobile conversions. Pre-launch exclusion is appropriate when the landing page does not work on a particular device or users cannot complete the desired action on that device. Otherwise, review cost by device, direct conversions, and cross-device performance before making adjustments. Depending on the campaign type, device bid adjustments or the scope of exclusions may be limited. Step 4, set up the 5 campaigns by type. Search campaign setup. A typical navigation path is campaigns and GT, new campaign and GT, search. Select conversion goals connected to the actual objective, such as sales or leads. Check whether the search network and search partners are included. To distinguish initial performance clearly, separate display network expansion into another campaign. Set the location, language, budget, and bidding strategy. Build ad groups using keywords closely related by theme and landing page. Add responsive search ads and assets such as site links, callouts, and structured snippets. Separate brand and generic keywords brand campaign. Searches by users who already know the brand, such as the company name, product name, or proprietary service name generic campaign. Searches that capture new demand, such as product category, problem, comparison, or recommendation terms separating the two groups reduces the risk that the high conversion rate of brand searches will obscure the performance of generic keywords, while allowing budgets and target ROAS to be managed separately. Understand match types accurately. Exact match does not mean that an ad appears only when the entered phrase matches character for character. It may include close variants and searches with the same or similar intent. Phrase match and broad match also use meaning and intent signals rather than simple character-based rules. Broad match is easier to evaluate when sufficient conversion data, accurate conversion values, smart bidding, and search term reviews are all in place. If the budget is small or initial data is limited, begin with a narrow set of keywords and continuously add negative keywords based on the search terms report. Using Keyword Planner, a typical navigation path is Tools and GT, Planning and GT, Keyword Planner. Enter representative keywords or a website to see related ideas. Search volume ranges, competition, and bid estimates. Because estimates do not guarantee future performance, assess them together with the keyword's purchase intent and actual search term data. Video campaign setup, a typical navigation path is campaigns and GT, new campaign and GT, video. The available options may vary depending on the goals and subtypes offered in the current account. Define the campaign's direct objective, such as reach, awareness, or video views. Select the bidding method and impression format. Review location, language, content exclusions, and device settings. Link the URL of a video uploaded to YouTube. Enter the elements requested on the screen, such as the final URL, display URL, CTA, and ad headline. If purchases or inquiries are the ultimate goal, do not insist on using only a video views campaign. Compare it with Demand Gen or Performance Max. Adding sufficient text and CTAs to video ads can support more formats, but it is inaccurate to describe this as the same concept as the quality score of search ads. Start with audience signals directly related to the product. Mixing too many unrelated interests in one ad group makes it difficult to determine which audience responded. Whether segments share the same message and purchase intent matters more than using a fixed number of segments. Performance Max campaign setup, a typical navigation path is campaigns and GT. New campaign and GT, Performance Max. Verify primary conversion goals such as purchases, leads, or offline sales. For e-commerce, connect the Merchant Center account and product feed. Set the location, language, budget, and conversion value-based bidding. Organize asset groups by product category or message. Prepare text, logos, landscape square portrait images, and videos. Review audience signals, search themes, URL expansion, and brand-related settings. Audience signals are not mandatory targeting. Audience signals in Performance Max are starting points that the automated system uses for initial learning. They differ from conventional hard targeting that restricts ads to only the users entered. Therefore, adding a list of cart abandoners does not mean that the campaign will appear only to those abandoners. New customer acquisition goals include a method that assigns higher value to new customers than existing customers, and, when available in the account, a mode focused on new customers. If you do not review the scope of customer lists and the accuracy of new customer identification, existing customers may be incorrectly evaluated as new customers. Product feed and asset management feed quality, including product titles, images, prices, inventory, and identifiers, affects exposure and diagnostics in shopping inventory. Out-of-stock products or products disapproved for policy violations cannot be advertised. Do not stop at meeting the required number of assets. Align the value proposition and landing page with each product category. Demand Gen campaign setup, a typical navigation path is campaigns and GT. New campaign and GT, Demand Gen. Select conversions or another goal supported by the campaign. If channel selection is available, review whether YouTube, Shorts, Discover, Gmail, and display inventory are included. Build audiences using customer lists, website visitors, custom segments, and other sources. Select a single image, carousel, video, or product feed format. Prepare landscape square portrait creative and copy appropriate for each placement. Having all three image ratios allows you to support more placements and formats, but this does not mean that all three ratios are always legally or technically mandatory for every ad format. Check the minimum requirements and recommended specifications on the actual upload screen. If lookalike segment functionality is available in the account, you can use your first-party customer list as a starting point to find prospects with similar characteristics. Available options may vary depending on feature availability, list size and policy eligibility, and the quality of the source customer list is important. Display campaign setup. A typical navigation path is campaigns and GT, new campaign and GT, display. Define the role, such as reach, remarketing, or conversions. Set the location, language, budget, bidding, and content exclusions. Select the required method from audiences, topics, keywords, or placements. Enter images, logos, headlines, a long headline, descriptions, and the final URL in the responsive display ad. After publishing, review the actual placements across websites, apps, YouTube, and other inventory. Common points of confusion: in precision targeting, entering a competitor URL in a custom segment does not directly target only visitors to that competitor's website. Google may use the entered information to identify relevant interest and intent signals. Entering the name of a particular app in a custom segment is different from definitively targeting only users of that app. Selecting a specific website, app category, or YouTube channel as a placement means choosing to show ads in that location. It does not track all other internet activity of users of that location. Household income targeting is limited by supported countries and available data, and there are users categorized as unknown. Even for high-priced services, purchase likelihood should not be determined solely by income bracket. Responsive display. Ads arrange the images and text you provide into multiple sizes and combinations. Because copy may be cut off, or the main subject of an image may be obscured during automatic combinations, review the major formats in the preview. Step 5. Review before publishing and optimize with data. Pre-published checklist. Primary and secondary conversions are distinguished. Purchase amount currency or lead value is passed correctly. Locations and location options match the actual service area. You have reviewed whether language restrictions exclude important customers. Network expansion settings, such as search partners display, have been checked. The average daily budget and end date have been checked. The landing page has been tested on mobile PC, tablet, TV. The final URL, phone number, and inquiry form work correctly. Prices, benefits, conditions in the ad copy match the landing page. Consent and policy requirements for remarketing and customer list use have been checked. Priority metrics by campaign metrics to review first, diagnostic metrics to review together search conversions. Cost per conversion, conversion value, ROAS search terms, impression share, cost by keyword video reach views conversions based on the objective view rate, frequency, device. Audience performance max conversion value, ROAS, new customer performance asset groups, product status, search categories insights demand gen conversions, cost per conversion, engagement performance creative format, channel, audience, frequency display conversion, or reach objective metrics. Placements, apps, frequency, devices, creative combinations, safe optimization principles, account for conversion lag and avoid making major changes before data is received. Do not change budget, bidding, audiences, and creative all at once. Apply automated recommendations only after reviewing account goals and profitability. If click-through rate is high, but there are no purchases or qualified inquiries, review search terms and the landing page. For lead campaigns, do not look only at the number of conversions on the advertising platform. Import and evaluate actual consultation connections and contract quality. Measurement and data quality that are easy to overlook across all campaigns, a point commonly omitted from campaign comparison articles, is that data definitions can distort performance interpretation more than the ad type itself. If the same order is counted twice or every spam inquiry is passed as a successful conversion, automated bidding may attempt to acquire more of the wrong signals. Establish the following data operations framework as well. Document the owner and definition of each conversion action. Design an identification system that can connect ad clicks to actual revenue or qualified leads. Review whether cancellations, refunds, duplicate orders can be reflected. Manage UTM parameters and auto-tagging according to the requirements of your analytics tools. Keep customer lists up to date and verify the basis for collection and the retention policy. Regularly reconcile platform reports with figures from the payment system or CRM. Google Ads automation cannot correct insufficient creative or inaccurate conversion definitions on its own. Campaign creation is only the beginning. You must connect business data with advertising data to assess actual profitability.